Good evening. I apologize for running a few minutes late. We had a closed session meeting on a different matter. If we could all stand and for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
With that said, I'll call the October 20th Village Board meeting to order. Roll call, Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
Trustee Rapper.
Here.
President Gass is here. I'm sorry. Trustee Dart.
Here.
Trustee Green.
Here.
Trustee Dennis.
Here.
All right. All present and accounted for. Is there a motion to either adopt or modify the agenda as presented? Trustee Harris.
Motion to adopt as presented.
Is there a second? Trustee Dart.
Don't you want to move?
Yes, one change?
Yes, move. 8A before the work. Because you need the Plan Commission's recommendation first regarding this proposed suggestion.
All right. We'll have a modification to the agenda, which is to move 8A, the recommendation for final approval concerning the Plan Commission relative to the Crist Oil proposal. We're going to move that to 4A. Any other modifications to the agenda? All right. Let me have a new motion then to adopt the modified agenda. Trustee Harris?
So moved.
Trustee Dart, do you second it?
Yes.
Any discussion? One more?
Did you actually table item B?
We'll leave AB right where it is. Or you want to table it when we get to there?
Right.
All right, well, we'll leave it where it is, and then we'll table it when we get to 8B. All right, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The modified agenda is adopted. Announcements. Madam Clerk, you want to talk about the first for two or three?
Okay. Trick-or-treat hours for the Village of Alloway will be Saturday, October 31st from 4 to 7 p.m. Our second notice is that beginning November 1st, there will be no overnight parking on the streets between the hours of 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. through March 31st.
All right. And then the budget meeting dates? Who wants to talk about this? Is the board? Well, let me see. All right, budget meeting dates, the budget workshops for the Village Board will start Monday, October 26th at 5 p.m. here at the Village Hall. There's a second budget workshop and meeting on October 28th, 2015, next Wednesday at 5 p.m. And then Monday, November 2nd at 5 p.m. if we need a third budget meeting. Public's welcome to attend the budget meetings and the budget hearing. After we do our work and we'll talk about the adoption of the budget, will be November 24th, 2015 at 6:30 p.m. concerning the adoption of the next year's budget for the Village. So please feel free to attend those dates. The board will be here, staff will be here, and we'll talk about how we're going to spend your money. So keep those on your calendar. Any other announcements from the board? Any staff announcements that we have not yet covered? All right, hearing none, we'll move on to item number four, which is public appearances. You're free to speak and address the board on any subject you so choose. We can only take action on those items designated as action items on the agenda. If you want to talk about the Crist Oil proposal, we'll do that in the public hearing section, which is the next item on the agenda. So public appearances now on anything other than the Crist Oil proposal. Any other public comments or any public comments? Geez, Jim, I thought we would get by without any for once. Not from you, but we I don't remember we're not getting any.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I'm a realtor. This is related to the planned district development, but a little bit larger, so it doesn't fit into your agenda item. I'd like the board to consider the planned district development process as a method of creating better development within the city outside of our than would be available outside of our normal zoning ordinances. For example, highway commercial allows for gas stations on Webster Avenue and on corners and different things like that. And the planned district developments, whether it's on the Bishop's property or whether it's on any of the other vacant property, should include, if you want to have a gas station, that's fine, but it should be quite a bit better than a standard gas station. So if you're going to have maybe some shopping or some retail, that should also be included to enhance the neighborhood. We need more than just standard stripped-down gas stations on Webster Avenue and on Riverside Drive. So it should be quite a bit better than what highway commercial would allow, and that's what the gas stations and convenience marts are. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Rohrer. Anyone else have any public comment and wish to address the board on any issue other than Chris Doyle? All right, hearing none, we'll close the public appearance section of the agenda. The next item on the agenda is item 8A, recommendation for final approval of the petition from Chris Doyle requesting a PDD on parcel AL56-2. The Plan Commission recommendation was to deny the request for the reasons stated. What I would propose that we do I'll make a motion that we postpone decision on adoption of that recommendation until we get through items 5 and 6 on the agenda, and then by then we'll know whether we agree with the Plan Commission or we disagree. So,
I'll second that.
Any discussion concerning that? All those in favor, signify. I'm sorry.
The discussion is just to clarify how this process works is oh, we would have to accept the recommendations. I mean, we could accept the minutes, but not the approval portion. Is that what? I mean, we're still going to accept the minutes, but not the recommendation, maybe, or maybe the recommendation.
Let me revise the motion. In terms of the Plan Commission's recommendation, I'll move that we place their minutes and recommendation on file. In terms of a substantive resolution of their recommendation, we'll deal with that as part of item 6 on the agenda after the public hearing. Is there a second to that? Trustee Rafter. So basically we're not voting to either accept or reject the recommendation. We're going to accept the minutes, place them on file, and we'll decide whether or not to adopt their recommendation when we get to item number 6 on the agenda. So those two issues will be interwoven in agenda item number 6.
So we're back to putting it in AA.
We didn't do that. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion is adopted. Now we will have the public hearing to consider the request from Chris Doyle for final approval of the planned development district to construct a food market and gas station at 1921 Riverside Drive. I suspect it'd probably be a good idea that, you know, Chris Doyle, I guess, would probably have some kind of presentation or remarks. So why don't we start there?
Sure. Excuse me, President Gask. I need to recuse myself from this decision.
Let the record reflect that Trustee Harris has recused himself and is leaving the meeting hall.
I'm Craig Richardson, representing Chris Doyle Companies. I'm the engineering project manager for the project. And we're here for the final approval of the planned development district for the Chris Food Mart, located at 1921 Riverside Drive. The proposal is still similar to that which was originally proposed and approved, being a 4,600 square foot food mart with a 5-island fuel canopy, providing 32 parking spaces along with the required landscaping elements. We'll just kind of go through the plans here and then point out some of the features of the site, and then what we have planned. Just kind of note the lighting of the site. It's all vertical cutoff, dark sky compliant LED fixtures. The same for the canopy lights as well as all the lights on the building, the soffit lights, wall packs, all that. There will be no pole-mounted light fixtures outside at all as part of this development. And then as you'll see as we go into, we'll be looking to develop roughly half the site for this for this proposal, and then leaving a good portion of the site remaining for some future development. And looking at stormwater management, as we're just looking at treating with some detention ponds and then outletting it at a rate to be in compliance with the state requirements for that. This is just the existing site plan, and what we're looking at doing is to basically remove everything on the site. So all the building, the asphalt parking, all the utilities, the storm sewer, everything will be removed completely. And we'll just kind of go into the proposed site plan. And it looks considerably different from the preliminary approval drawings now that we got into kind of the details of the site layout, the design, and grades and such, and ingress and egress. But basically what we're looking at is a site for the structures that they're actually set back a little bit further than originally proposed. Still having the front of the store facing Highway 57, Riverside Drive, and then the canopy also, the fuel canopy also facing that street there. The primary access drives is being proposed right now are coming off West St. Joseph Street, so I have a separate ingress and egress, and the traffic pretty much flows like this. We've had some previous comments on the configuration layout and then some distances. And basically, when you look at it, West St. Joseph Street is a 25-mile-an-hour street, and then Riverside Drive, Highway 57, is 35 miles an hour. So taking that into consideration, we set back the egress drive just about 80 feet. So you got about four car lengths of distance there. It's like 77. It's a little difficult to read on the screen, which provides adequate distance for cars to, basically stage up to get in and out and still allowing proper, flow on West St. Joseph Street. A couple differences is we originally had some parking shown in the front, but once we got into the layout and the grading, what we're doing now is basically going to have this the stormwater detention pond, so all the runoff to the site flows to the west, gets collected in these detention ponds, so basically be landscaped with grass and then some detention pond type plantings, and then that would just discharge out to the existing storm sewer. And what we did is we moved that parking over to the back here, and then leaving some parking all around the perimeter of the building, and the door, the entrance door over here with the access, and then adding some landscape features at the corners, and then the green space fronting both streets, and then due to the topography and the change in elevation, we're proposing a keystone split-face block retaining wall about 4 feet high in the back here just to separate the grade differences there. And then developing roughly... Let's see, these are all dimensions. Completely legible. After developing this portion with this project, we're leaving about 211 feet, roughly an acre of property here to be right now left as green space, and then splitting off that parcel for future development. It could be professional offices, whatever the zoning would allow there. And then their access would be off West St. Joseph primarily there. And in the time being, we're actually going to put another little stormwater pond just to catch that and discharge that as well. I don't know if there's any questions on the site layout itself.
Does the board have any questions? Continue.
Next, we have our landscape plan. We received a lot of comments early on from the planning commission folks and looking at the ordinances, providing the required number of street trees, primarily along West St. Joseph, some at the corners of the properties, and then some shrub-type plantings in these landscape areas. And then in this area, that's where the bike rack will be. You know, and then what I didn't mention is we have this connector path off West St. Joseph, and this project will be putting in the sidewalk along West St. Joseph, which was recommended to be done. And then also the site was laid out to accommodate the future potential widening of Riverside Drive, Highway 57. And that's just showing where they kind of proposed their sidewalk to be, and then just making sure we leave enough space for that future potential to occur there. And then also providing a landscape screened area here just to provide some separation for the properties to the east there. I would like to add, you know, we did receive several comments with regards to the landscape plan, which are easily addressed, and primarily, you know, planning for some future stuff that sounds like it's coming down West St. Joseph primarily, and adjusting some of the street trees and adding a little landscaping around the monument sign out front here, and then kind of filling in some of this area too with some planting. So that stuff is very easily addressed.
Are there any plans to do anything with the eastern parcel? I mean, is it just going to sit and look as it looks today, or any kind of improvement with that?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Grass.
Yeah, basically it'll all be regraded. Everything will be removed there. It'll be regraded and just sloped downhill, and basically just some native grass mix in there, and it'll be maintained by Crystal until that split can happen and the sale on the property would happen.
Is there currently asphalt in there, or is it just grass?
There are some of those terrace parking areas in there, yes.
So would that come out?
That all comes out. Yeah, everything that's on the site now will completely be removed.
So instead of being terrace, would it be flat?
It'll be it'll be just sloped down.
Okay.
Pretty much at a constant grade.
All the way from the current condos? So
all the way to the retaining wall. Oh, the retaining wall, I'm sorry, the retaining wall will stay in place. That has to remain there. That's all tied back. So, you know, from that retaining wall to the west, it'll all be redone.
That's a very tall cement
wall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why I asked.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
This is just a grading plan of the site, just showing that everything pretty much just flows from the west to the east. You know, and during the preliminary planning commission comments, you know, it was asked if, you know, we could move the building possibly to the front, have the canopy in the back, and then kind of when you get into the details of the engineering design, just the way everything needs to flow, it just made sense to kind of have all the water continue downhill, collected here, and then discharge where the storm sewer outlets are there. So it's just kind of the rough concept behind how the site was created. This is just a luminescence lighting plan, and it basically shows the lighting levels on the site, just coming from the canopy, you know, the soffit lights in here, and then some wall packs there to provide adequate site lighting. As you can see, most of the light is concentrated really in this area, and when you kind of get out here, there's really no light that leaves the site as proposed here. Everything's you know, high-efficiency LED lights and fixtures. And then we had received some comments on the initial building design from the folks, the village folks, and the planning commission as well. Trying to take their standard store, making it look a little more residential, and adding some more, just breaking up the brick pattern. I don't know how many folks have visited their Ashwaubenon store, but it looks somewhat similar. However, just adding some different patterns. Having a shingled mansard roof all the way around, and then adding some dormers with windows, just to kind of break it up and give it a little more residential look. You know, the beige brick is their standard there, and then there's basically a deep red split faced is the rest of the pattern. Proposing, like I said, a shingle mansard roof, you know, the east. Is this side facing the retaining wall and the condos, and then the west elevation facing Riverside Drive? If there's any questions or comments on the building design.
Any questions by the board?
Just, why not windows?
windows throughout the entire store, or?
Just out of curiosity.
If I could defer to the Chris folks. Windows?
Yeah, just out of curiosity.
Why there's no windows there?
Yeah.
And throughout the whole building. More storage? More coolers?
Yeah.
Okay.
More items?
The back wall inside is storage area. There's coolers, freezers, refrigeration.
Yeah, a lot of that equipment occurs here. And then some of the HVAC equipment's in there, and then the restrooms.
There was one comment made that it's a gas station. We saw over 4,000 to 5,000 different items more of a grocery store than a gas station. We do sell gas, but we have milk and beer and dairy and everything in that store. Sandwiches, we have canned foods, and toilet paper, everything that the people need. So at a good price.
Potatoes.
10 pounds of potatoes, $1.99. Try and beat that price.
This is just the elevation views of the gas canopy. We're looking at a single pier design, with brick is required to match the building. And then also the required monument sign, not to exceed 8 feet in height. And basically there'll be an LED message board. And then, the gas prices will also be LED there. Our total sign area for the site is well under that which is allowed. Probably about half that. And these are just the renderings of the elevations, the north elevation, south elevation. Looking to the east, just the brick pattern, so an answer roof would look. And then the dormers and elevation to the west. And just a single sign, we had to make that change as well, as you're only allowed one sign per building on the property. And these are just a couple details, just showing, being in compliance with the dumpster enclosure. And basically, it'd be a brick enclosure to match the building as well. Some iron gates there. And then the style of bike rack. I think there was a comment on the style of bike rack, but, it's easy to kind of make that change on whatever the village would want to see there. That kind of wraps up the plan review. And I think, like the Chris folks have said, we covered some of those items in our impact analysis. Their stations do provide, common grocery items, that sort of thing, canned foods. They do sell coffee and that sort of thing. And, people do, congregate at their stores, to socialize and such while they're getting their coffee and that sort of thing. So we could touch on that in the impact analysis. I think we kind of talked a little bit about, the impact on traffic circulation, the majority of the impact would be on West St. Joseph, but we feel with the speed limits and all the dimensions, it's designed properly to allow proper traffic flow, traffic stacking to allow people to move around on the streets and on the site. I think that's pretty much all I have on the proposal.
Great.
Is there any other questions or comments?
Any other questions by the board? Well, thank you for the presentation. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we'll give you a chance to respond later, because I suspect we're going to hear some comments that are not supportive of the development, so I'll give you a chance to respond later. Anyone else in the... This is a public hearing portion. Anyone wish to be heard concerning whether the board should approve this project or not approve the project?
I'm Lorna Holtz. I live at 366 West St. Joseph Street. My unit faces the property that's in question here. Obviously, I'm not thrilled about having a gas station down there. At the last planning committee meeting, it was mentioned that a planned development district should take all of the property. His plans are using just about half of it. So it's up for grabs what's going to happen to the part that's closest to our building. know, it's a guessing game as to what could wind up there, which worries us intensely. The plan development district plan goes against the Alloway Village plan, so I don't see any reason for it to be approved. Let's not have a gas station there with the traffic. Did anybody say anything about a driveway onto Riverside? Apparently that's not going to happen. It's all going to feed in and out of St. Joseph Street, which complicates things for all of us who live around there. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Anyone else wish to be heard? Sir.
I'm Ben Wagner, 366 West St. Joseph Street, unit number 2. Now, earlier on, you had us recite the Pledge of Allegiance, and we indicated in there that liberty and justice for all, that's what we're trying to ascertain, I think. And I have no question that from the standpoint of highest and best use, that this is very favorable for Chris Oil Company. But the question remains, I think, for all of us, is it the best, highest and best use for the village of Alloway? And the gentleman previously that spoke in terms of the zoning ordinance change, I think is right on. If it's zoned currently commercial industrial, and it can be an enhancement, then you have considerations for a medical unit or residential situations. And I think with patience by everybody, I think that that would be feasible, and that somebody would step forward and purchase that property for that particular use. And I think, again, reiterating from my comments the last time, I think long term, all the people responsible, if you look back at this 10 years from now, you're going to ask the question, did we have highest and best use in that particular property? Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else wish to be heard during the public hearing portion? Oh, we got two of you heading up here at the same time. You got there first, so you win. You win.
Okay. I'm Pat Van Oven from 366 West St. Joseph, number 8. At the first point, PowerPoint presentation in September, there were so many unanswered concerns that everybody had after the PowerPoint, and we got answers like, well, we could do such and such, or maybe we could do this. There was never a definite answer, and we saw a lot of drawings tonight of the landscaping and all of that. We can see that at the planning meeting. He had pictures, not like this, of the building, what they thought they might do, and it was always an uncertain of what they would do. And then then after there were a lot of questions and concerns, we never knew until the last part of the presentation that that last part of land was going to be sold as a separate parcel. We were under the impression that Crist Oil was taking that whole spot of land. And so we're told that then, oh, well, yes, you could build. We could put there could be a 4 or 5 story office building in that part, and that retaining wall could be one of the walls of the building. And that would be like maybe not even 100 feet outside of my patio door. And that retaining wall goes way under, I forget how many feet. We were there when they put that up. It goes way under our land to maintain that wall. And so we should have what in that space? We should have been told that there was that there they couldn't use the whole thing. I guess my question is to you, Mr. Gast, and the board members, how many of you would like this in your front yard? Honestly. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. The second place finisher gets to speak now. You can come on, ma'am.
I'm Winifred Brown, 340 West St. Joseph Street, Unit 11, President Association for members. My main concern is a safety issue. We have a lot of traffic down St. Joseph Street, and as we exit our garage, there's a curve, and people are coming down the hill at a good rate of speed, and it's already difficult to get out. And also, with the rescue squad, fire engine, police cars going down St. Joseph Street to get to Riverside Drive, I feel it's going to be a real safety issue at the corner of Riverside Drive and St. Joseph Street if the traffic from the gas stations are exiting onto St. Joseph Street. How are they going to get out onto Riverside Drive without causing an accident? I feel our property values will decrease. And I am also interested in whether the hours of operation, they say, are 10 o'clock. Will tankers be coming in all hours of the night to unload gas, which they do at other gas stations? And the noise factor, that noise carries up the hill, and we hear everything that goes on down there. And somebody mentioned last time about the increased police calls at convenience stores. So that's an issue. And again, no concept of what's going in the rear end of the lot. So I feel there's no need for a gas station at this location when we have so many gas stations in the area. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Yep, we got two starting again.
Mary Kester at 366 West St. Joseph, Unit 11. And I guess my concern is that intersection on 57 from St. Joseph. If you're going to make a left, you take your life in your hands. Even nobody's going 35 miles an hour. Let's forget that. And down St. Joseph, they're not going 25 miles an hour. They're going at least 30 or 35. On that highway, if you're going to make a left, you better be very careful. And to make a right, if there's a car trying to make a left next to you, you've got to pull out so far to see around him that it's dangerous even making a right. And I guess that's my biggest concern. There's going to be accidents there. And why? And if they're only using half that property, can they sell it to whomever they please, or does it have to have an okay? That I'd like the board to answer.
That's currently all one parcel, right? Mm-hmm. But it could be subdivided.
That's correct. It's currently one parcel. As part of the conditional approval, if that's what comes about at the PDD, it would be requested that the CSM be completed, splitting that line to two separate parcels at the spot designated on the proposed plans. So then it would remain commercial. That's what it's currently zoned out, and it could be sold to whoever they wanted.
To whomever they want.
That's correct, but they would still have to follow the zoning regulations under commercial use, unless they wanted to go through the PDD as well.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. While on that subject, Trevor, even though this is the public hearing, would we be obligated to split the parcel into? Would the board be obligated? Could the board leave it as one parcel?
You could. I don't think that might not be the best use of the land, only because then that kind of ties you to that PDD for the whole parcel.
We'll talk about that when we get there. I don't want to interrupt the public hearing. The board will talk about it when we'll ask questions then. I just didn't want to lose sight of that subject, and we'll bring that up later. Ma'am.
My name is Judy Poe, and I do not live in the complex, but I certainly do sympathize with the people who live there from several aspects. I would not want it in my front yard. I don't think any of you would want it in your front yard either, particularly since you know now that that second half of the parcel could be used for anything. And when a corporation needs money, lots of times you're not too picky, and I'm not just picking on you. I was part of a corporation. I don't see, even though this plan looks a lot nicer than what was showed originally, I don't see that we need another gas station in Alloway. We've got one up on Webster. We've got another one. Okay, you have to drive a mile and a half to get to the one that's in Bellevue. You've got one on Riverside Drive, which becomes Broadway in De Pere. I can't tell you where the next one is going north. I don't know, because I don't shop at that one. But it seems to me that we don't need another grocery store, quote-unquote. 5,000 items is nice. I don't think we need another place to buy beer or to buy hard cider or to buy those kinds of groceries. You can buy that at these other gas stations. You can also get it at CVS. You can get it at Walgreens if you want to go into your neighboring community. I just don't see the need for that. When I look at what you had in the original plan, the prospectus for Riverside Drive and for the corridor, for businesses, you're cutting out there a nice big chunk where you could have some of the different kinds of things, which almost to me sounded like you wanted some boutique type of businesses in the small amount of land that is available in the village of Alloway. If you take out this section, you're not going to have a whole lot of land left to do that kind of stuff. And the more of that that you can line up, the more people you're going to attract to your shopping area. What I thought that you were thinking of is something like some of the little towns that you see when you go up into Door County, or that you see when you go along the Mississippi River, these tiny little villages where they have all of these specialty types of things. Now, that takes time to build. I know it does. But if that's the type of a community look that you're going for, with all of the pretty, quote-unquote, things that you've shown us in this Riverside Drive development, then I just don't see how this fits, and I certainly don't see making more of us elderly people unhappy. These are circumstances where if you were the age, and I'm not going to tell you how old she told me she was, but the lady sitting next to me has got a few years on me, and I'm mid-70s. I don't see these people being able to afford to sell and to move someplace else. They have a community there. They have a group there. There is a solidarity between the people who live there. Where are they going to go to find that? I'm sorry. I hope you vote to just do something else with that property. I really do. I didn't tell you where I lived. I lived at 2375 Riverside Drive. I forgot that.
Thank you. Hey. Anybody else wish to be heard? Well, we've heard... sir.
Good evening, trustees, Chairman Gass. My name is John Hogarty. I'm the general counsel for Bergstrom Corporation. We're the owner of this property that is the subject of this hearing tonight. And I have not attended any of the prior hearings, either in this body or the Planning Commission. I did have an opportunity to read the minutes from those meetings prior to coming here tonight, and I thought it was important to take a minute of your time to give you our perspective as the current owner, and we desire to sell this property. As I read through the minutes and the history of this process, it seems that both the Planning Commission and this body voted affirmatively on the preliminary plan and, in effect, asked the Chris folks to move forward and come up with the final plan. Didn't tell them at that time that a gas station wouldn't be permitted or that use was not permitted. My understanding is that the Crist folks have worked to try to address the concerns that were raised in the various meetings. And I saw some of that tonight, that they've worked on landscaping, facade of the building, trying to address the issues that the people, both the public and these bodies, have raised. And I read the staff reports where your professional staff, Mr. Fuller, is recommending approval. So the folks charged with doing this as a profession of planning, they are recommending that this body approve this planned development district. So I wanted to come here tonight and just reflect that when we purchased this property in February of 2013, so 2 years and 8 months ago, it was Brendan Buick. There were both sides of the street. The property was a very busy car dealership. Lots of lights, lots of cars, lots of people, lots of activity. We sold the main dealership and for another use, and this property has been for sale since the day we purchased it, so 2 years and 8 months. And this offer is the only offer that we've had. And so while people might desire other uses might be in concept a great idea, they have not materialized as a commercial viable opportunity. And 2 years and 8 months is a long time, and we believe that this is a good project. We're desirous of selling the property, and I would urge you tonight to approve this motion for the planned development district. I'd be happy to answer any questions from the owner's perspective if that's helpful.
Does the board have any questions?
Have you had any meetings with the village in regards to the possibility of working in Congress with the village in marketing purposes for the property? In other words, for the overall plan concept in regards to the research that we've done and the plans that we're hoping to achieve?
We have two different realtors who have worked on this project in the 2 years and 8 months we've had it. Both of them have been here numerous times talking to the staff and looking for every opportunity to sell that property.
So Bergstrom themselves haven't worked with the village in regards to concept?
We hired a realtor to do this. I don't think I've said that. And we want to sell it.
All right.
We bought it, we decided we were not going to use it as a car lot. So we don't have a use for it ourselves.
Any other questions? All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Ma'am.
Hi. My name is Kim. I'm an employee of Crist Food Mart in Ashwaubenon. I'm the manager there. And
Kim, for the record, what's your last name?
Riegert. R-I-E-G-E-R-T. And I'm also a resident of Alloway. I think this would be great for the township of Alloway. Crist takes pride in customer service. We try to keep the gas prices low for our customers. We're friendly. We're a clean facility. You're more than welcome to come over to my store and see how clean I keep my store, how friendly we are with our customers. It's just a great place to work. It's a great company to work for. And that's basically what I'd like to say tonight. I think it'd be a great thing for the town. I've been a resident now almost 5 years, and I just see this really, really doing well down the way.
Well, while I'm on the subject, what is your residence address for the record?
420 Seminole.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, ma'am. Anybody else wish to be heard? Ma'am.
I have to state my name again?
Yes, because okay. It'll be on a tape recorder and nobody knows it's you.
Judy Paul, 2375 Riverside Drive. I don't mean to insinuate in any way, shape, or form that this is not a good company and that the people are not good people. However, I wonder if they have thought about what is going to happen the first couple, 3 years that they have this property, with Riverside Drive being all torn up, and what that's going to do to the traffic situation on St. Joseph Street. I don't see how any business, we had a business in two different locations where the road was torn up. And when this happens and they completely redo the road, you can just simply forget about any kind of profits for as long as it takes. So that might be something they might want to consider also. And then I've got one other question, which is going to be, I suppose, a stupid question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. With the money that we're getting back on the stadium tax, there would have to be something written, I suppose, and get an authorization to be able to do it, but could the town of Alloway afford to buy that property and leave it vacant until such time as...
Couldn't we?
Have you thought about it?
No.
Would you like to consider it?
Well, that's not the subject for the meeting tonight.
Thank you.
But it's an idea that you planned. Any other discussion? Or anybody else want to comment? Well, I mean, the Crystal Oil reps have heard, you know, some, you know, disagreement with the project. I mean, any rebuttal or anything else you want to say in response to anything that you've heard? You don't have to. I'm just giving you the opportunity. All right, hearing none, I will therefore close the public hearing section of the agenda. Move on to item number 6, which is action regarding adoption of the ordinance to establish the planned development district to construct the food market. Remember, incorporated within exhibit or item number 6 is the plan commission recommendation, which will be resolved one way or the other based upon our decision on the ordinance. You know, in lieu of starting with a motion, this is something we would probably benefit from some discussion before we entertain a motion. Does anyone from the board wish to comment upon either adoption or rejection of the ordinance?
I do have a couple questions in regards to the logistics, and I'm trying to kind of debated where I wanted to go with that. And I'm not sure about the development itself in regards to the possibilities of that entrance off of Riverside Drive, if that doesn't happen. And I know this, I'm taking this out of position, but I'm just I'm wondering how that's going to work. I'm just not sure that I'm clear on whether... how that's going to affect the traffic flow, how that's going to affect the physical plant itself. Also, in regards to that list of items that we had that was presented to us about concerns from Craig's department there. So I guess I have a lot of questions in the back of my mind that I'm not resolved and I'm not... Some of which aren't totally clear to myself at this point. So I guess a little more discussion in some way.
You want a discussion from Chris in terms of
some
the
clarification
Riverside
in
access?
Yeah, in regards to that, and yes.
Well, hearing no objection, I'll suspend the rules for Chris to maybe answer some questions concerning know, is it your intent to seek access to Riverside Drive? And if you do obtain, or what are the chances of getting the access? And if you do get the access, how does that improve the traffic flow off of St. Joe's? I guess those would be kind of general.
It's a good question, and I kind of did not touch on that too much, but we did have shown, you know, a drive entrance off of Highway 57 Riverside Drive, its potential future development, with the understanding is, you know, if the use of the property is not permitted, there's basically no point in pursuing a driveway until that time we know that the site can be developed. But just to let you know, the site is designed so if this access is not permitted, this will be the primary, you know, in and out. You know, there's, I think, a lot of assumptions being made that everybody uses, you know, Riverside Drive. You know, I believe people will be going both directions depending on where they're coming and going from. And we do understand as well that, you know, once this Riverside Drive project happens, you know, initially we were told it was slated to occur in 2017, and I think at the Planning Commission meeting was brought up by the village that is, sounds like it has been postponed to 2021. Is that correct assumption? So
2021, 2022.
You know, who knows, it could get pushed back forever. But, you know, right now the traffic set up, if that's driveway, you know, it could be either way, or there could be some conditions put on by the Department of Transportation limiting, you know, traffic flow in and out of that driveway. That determination will be made by them. But we are under the understanding, and I did have some preliminary discussions with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, that once this project does occur, you know, this driveway would, if permitted, would only be a right-in, right-out type situation because of the modifications we're making on the roadway. So basically all traffic would have to, you know, come off West St. Joseph, but it would alleviate some of the concerns for the egress, basically. So,
are these driveways as close to Riverside as the ones on your 172 facility are to the 172 intersection?
I believe these are actually further away than the one in Ashwaubenon. Yeah. Okay. Those are located very close to the intersection.
Oh, they're a problem. I mean, I kind of put fine gas there, and I'm a pretty assertive driver, but trying to get out of that intersection. So, okay. I just wanted a visual to be able to move back.
I'm not too sure on the history of that property, but I'm guessing that's where the existing driveway entrances were, so sometimes you have to put them back as such. So, yeah.
Where were the tanks located in the, on the property?
The underground storage tanks?
Yeah,
yeah, that was a comment. But basically, we're looking at, I believe, up in this location right here.
How does that work logistically with the trucks themselves coming in for ingress and egress and the viability for movement?
Yeah, this is all designed where a WB-50, you know, full tractor trailer can come in and then go right back out again. There's about 75 feet of space here, 75 feet of space here, and, you know, we surveyed it all in. We have turning templates. We run, basically, you can run the vehicles all through the site and in and out of the streets. So.
Trustee Raffer.
Does your Babcock store have access to 172?
Yes. Stoplights.
No, only to the side.
On 172.
No access off.
Did you request that access?
No, we did not. There's a deep ditch there, and it works well just off of that top.
We have a lot of our customers telling us it's very easy in, easy out. Very easy access in and out.
Any other questions that the board has? Presently, we may have some more. But
there were concerns that we discussed previously about the site. Have they answered the concerns that we as a village have had in regards to specific issues?
There are some, there's two things. There's some civil engineering issues, the stormwater collection system, connection into those will have to be worked out. as they're shown in the plan, there'll need to be some modifications, but I don't think those are going to be major items as far as tying into our utility system. The stormwater management plan has not been reviewed yet, and normally we review that after we receive the actual permit application. So, and typically when you see the plans are nearly complete, except stormwater is always the last thing, and that usually the approvals in the past have been an approval for the facility contingent upon the stormwater permit. So the permit review would take place, assuming that this would go ahead, that permit review would take place after that. And the reason for that is because that's a fairly extensive effort, and so that usually is late in the process. And then I think we'll be okay with that. There may be some minor modifications to the design, but I think we'll be okay with it.
And then there was a question or comment in regards to the stormwater in that upper half of the property in the park, which is going to be, in essence, green space. You had said something in regards to the flowage there and the area for retention. I didn't catch the whole thing. I didn't get my notes right down at the time. I'd like a little better clarification on that, if I may.
But yeah, basically, where this this kind of landscaped area is going to be in this here, and then what we're going to do is basically just create a minor detention pond, basically just a little depression, you know, the same landscape features as here. So all the water comes down the site here, and that was a comment that Mr. Burnt had as well, as far as just showing some air, you know, showing some grades here and how that all drains. That gets captured here, and then it just discharges to the storm sewer, meaning the regulations, but it's fairly simple to do on a just a total landscape site. So versus when you have
what was the grade on that green space?
I don't think we had the grade necessarily called out on there. I might have to double check on that, to be honest. But that was a comment that we had to address. It's the specific grade on the property.
And there was no specific thoughts or ideas in regards to that space behind there as open just being green space?
Correct. Other than, you know, doing the parcel split and then going that way. You know, you don't want to do a whole bunch of work in design and landscaping if, you know, the future development in that area. You know, you don't want to go back and change that all, was our thought. So just keeping it rather simple, landscape and maintain that.
Where's road access to that green space area? Does it have any existing driveway cuts? I don't
think
so right now.
I think the existing driveway cut is down here. You know, even with our proposed drives, we still need to change driveway permits from the village, so that would be the same for this parcel. You know, odds are no matter where we would put it now, it would probably be in the wrong location in the future.
Any other questions for Chris Doyle? All right, thank you, sir. We will resume the rules. I guess that gets back to one of my earlier questions, and, you know, Trevor or Brad or even Dennis. If we go through with this project, with respect to that vacant parcel, which is now one parcel, is the village obligated to split that parcel upon request, or can we say no? It stays one. There's some of those ordinances where if they do A, B, and C, we have to. I'm just wondering if the village can say no. It stays one parcel.
As part of the TDD, you could, but they can still come forward with a land division, and then you still have discretion. But if they're just filing a certified survey map, you know, if they meet all the requirements of the statutes for a CSM, you're much more limited. So you could initially say, well, we want to keep it as one. The other option is, well, okay, require it as two, but then understand that the remaining vacant outlot is going to be subject to further PDD approval for any use, for any future use. So it would, again, come back to you. So it wouldn't be that they can do anything that would be allowed under the existing zoning.
And if the board did adopt the ordinance authorizing us to proceed with the PDD district, as a condition to that ordinance, we could indicate that any subsequent development of any portion of this parcel would have to be subject to the PDD process as well?
Yep, that could be a stipulation. The application is for the entire parcel.
Correct.
So you want to take a unified approach to the property.
Well, that's true. We wouldn't even have to build that in, would we? Because the whole parcel is PDD.
But I would still specify that because of what's been expressed as far as whatever.
Okay. Well, that answers that question. Any other discussion or questions of staff?
If I remember correctly, at the Plan Commission, we discussed that too, what happens to that parcel if you split it. And it was my understanding that that piece goes back to the regular zoning, and it's not under the PDD. Is that correct? The part that splits off, and you would have to have a different PDD?
It's my understanding that they applied to have the entire property placed into a PDD, and that has not changed. That they could. Currently are only showing development of a portion of the property, but the entire property would be subject to the PDD, and the condition you could express or stipulation you could impose would include that the outlot's going to be subject to further PDD review for any development. They ask for the entire parcel to be subject to a planned development district. And you're looking at the entire parcel. I'm questioning you aren't limiting your review to the front portion on Riverside Drive. You have all the everything I've heard has been a discussion of entire parcel.
In terms of that, they could just put another gas station back there. Or no, they would have to go through the PDD process. I mean, they'd have to approve whatever goes on.
Back, yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Dennis. Any other board discussion or comment? Trustee Rafter.
I have a couple. First is the purpose of zoning. And the purpose of zoning is to create balance, to protect property values, to ensure that the village has not only the opportunity but the responsibility to do so in my eyes. If you look, and it's been said tonight, if you look at Riverside Drive and Webster Avenue and the plans that we have for the Vision of Alloway, we have very few properties to develop. During the comprehensive plan meetings, and in rereading the comprehensive plan in preparation for tonight's meeting, the things that we highlight as needs are restaurants, retail, high-density residential and mixed use, taking advantage of the river frontage with 3 to 4 story buildings, entertainment venues, community gathering areas, boutique retail, coffee shops, and that sort of thing. On page 1341 of the comprehensive plan, we show some pictures of the village today, and we show some pictures of the corridors as we can envision them. And if you sit and look at those, when I sat and looked at those, I went, looking at the old pictures, I went, oh, now I know why we're doing this. I look at the new pictures and I get very excited. We spoke about, at the very first meeting, when we talked about this, and we agreed to let the process continue. We didn't approve the whole thing. We said that we're trying to raise the bar in Alloway. We're trying to make it the place to live. I don't think we want to be the low-cost option. I wouldn't want a Walmart here, and I'm not saying Crystal Oil's at a Walmart, but I don't want a low-value development going in a very, very expensive piece of property in my eyes. Justification for a PDD has been said a couple of times tonight was to allow for innovative and exciting designs and uses of the property. I don't see the use as proposed to be innovative or exciting. I don't find the tall metal canopy, which is I know you have to have that for a gas station, but I don't know that that's exciting and innovative. The mostly brick front end, once again, I understand why, because you need the wall space for your product. But the design, from a neighborhood perspective, I don't think works. Crowded driveways, no access to Highway 57. We've talked about that. I've been at the Babcock store Yeah, I had to wait to get out. I don't think that's one thing or another. I don't know. I am a little disappointed that Chris has not asked the state about that, because it's been brought up multiple times in meetings as a concern for from the board and from the Planning Commission. Staff's recommendation is to approve the request if all of the other concerns have been met, and I don't think they have been met. Lastly, at the Planning Commission meeting I attended, Mr. Rupp said, a gas station is not a destination. It will primarily serve people going through Alloway, not the residents of Alloway. And now I go back to my other comment that we have so few properties available. We want to attract people to Alloway. We want to have businesses that attract people to Alloway, not just as they're driving through. So those are my comments, and I would urge or ask my fellow board members to go along with me and look for a higher and better use.
Thank you, Trustee Raffert. Any other board comment? Trustee Dart.
Ready? One of the things that concerned me after the Plan Commission, a couple things that came up during the Plan Commission meeting that concerned me regarding this project is our Arboretum Trail. That's in the plan, and that is the end of the trail. And I hate to see that go, that concept. And this project doesn't allow for that. And I actually was the one to make the motion to approve that. But it does take out, it takes away from our plan. In my eyes, it's not a good place to start with that plan. So I would actually agree with Trustee Raffert now. Now, one more point on that is Mr. O'Rourke's point that it's really a rezoning and not a PDD, because we really haven't required anything unique or different or anything in the plan that would make it a PDD. We're just spot zoning in my estimation.
Thank you, Trustee Dart. Any other board comments? Trustee Green.
We just have big concerns about it being separate, and then the end of our trail with two entrances right near a stoplight. And it's not just waiting, it's what we want congregating down. So I guess this just wasn't what I envisioned even when we started talking about a gas station giving preliminary approval. It just fit down there, was designed a little bit differently.
Well, I've given it a lot of thought, and I think Trustee Raffert makes a number of good points, and I'm particularly concerned about some of the safety issues that have been discussed tonight. I mean, I drive St. Joe's a lot down to Riverside, and gas stations and convenience stores like that are meant to generate a fair amount of traffic. And it's not the kind of traffic that one would see at an office building or a restaurant, for example, where, you know, people come and stay for a while and then they stagger in and out. The purpose of a gas station and convenience store is to get people in and out as fast as you can. I think with that limited access, ingress and egress on St. Joseph Street, I think that's going to be a problem. I mean, I really do think that's going to be a problem at that intersection. I think it's a problem enough of an intersection. I mean, I've tried to make a left-hand turn there, and it's not very convenient. You know, and if you add more traffic into that mix, it's going to be that much more difficult. So I do have some pressing safety concerns, you know, relative to this particular use of that particular location. Any other board comment?
I agree with what's been said by everyone so far. There was a comment earlier in regards to the board's urging a continuance of the process. And I think that's because we are, as a board, more than willing to be able to continue to look at something in hopes of viability and or development ability towards the property and or businesses within the village of Alloway. We are very much interested in helping to grow the village in aspects of business as well as in additional tax income to help lower our overall obligation to the individual families. So I guess in regards to the question as to why we even asked for the continuance of the process, the answer is that we didn't want to say no because we wanted to see what all the yeses were and what all the possibilities were. And also in regards to Mr. Hogarty and Bertram, I would hope that there would be a more proactive relationship between Bergstrom and the village of Alloway itself in regards to the property. I realize that Bergstrom is a whole different world that they're dealing in, and that this is only one little small piece of a small village next to a big river. I understand that. But I think that as part of that visioning, it can be a compliment. It can be a a good word to use, but a positive thing in regards to Bergstrom and its relationship to the communities in which they're in. I know they're good neighbors. I know they're good corporate friends. And I understand that that's not a viable use for you, and that's appreciated. But I think that there should be a little better relationship there in regards to the village and to Bergstrom and the possibility of finding someone to move that property. And also in regards to other areas, not specific to you, but to the village itself, and to the liabilities of what we would like to do to create a village. And I thank the people from the community who have spoken up, those who are citizen residents, as well as those who are employees and business owners as well. Thank you.
Is that, curious, is that parcel in the TIB?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I was just curious. Any other board comments, discussion? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion concerning either the adoption of this ordinance or the rejection of this ordinance. Trustee Raffer.
I would move that we reject the adoption of the ordinance 2015-07, establishment of a planned development district to construct a food market and gas station on parcel AL56-2, located at 1921 Riverside Drive.
Is there a second to that motion? Trustee Dennis. We've had some discussion prior to the making of a formal motion. Any further discussion on the motion as made and seconded? Hearing none, all those in favor of the rejection of the ordinance signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ordinance is rejected. But thank you for your time and effort. Hey, Brad, can you or Trevor step out and get Trustee Harris so we can come back?
He's standing out there with his nose to the glass.
Trustee Harris go to the law line or something? There he is.
That's sick, huh?
Give me that miles.
Let the record reflect that Trustee Harris has rejoined the board after he recused himself from discussion or decision on item number 6. Just for the record clarification, by the board's rejection of the ordinance, it affirmed or ratified the plan commission's recommended denial of the project. So just so the record's clear on that. We'll move on to item number 7 of the agenda, action regarding the purchase of parcels AL-125-7 and AL-125-8, 3241 Riverside and 3245 Riverside from the county. as a result of the tax foreclosure. Is there a motion concerning the purchase and acquisition of these properties? Trustee Dart.
I move that we purchase those parcels so stated that you stated.
Is there a second to that motion? Trustee Atwood. Any discussion concerning the acquisition of these parcels? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Hold it. Take your eye back.
Yes, I think what you want to do is also indicate where the funds are going to be.
That's a good point. Let me find that page of the agenda. All right, so the contemplated, well, I'll make the motion. We already have a motion.
We have a motion. We just have to include that.
Yeah, and would the maker and the seconder of that motion, would you be willing to adopt a friendly amendment to the effect that the two parcels will be purchased from unassigned fund balance and that will be used for the acquisition prices, that the acquisition prices are $24,139.44 and $22,628.08. So, would you accept that?
I would accept that, yes.
I would as well.
You're a friendly seconder, Mr. Atwood. Yeah. Any discussion on this? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, unanimously adopted. All right, so now we're down to item number 8. We've already dealt with 8A. 8B was a recommendation from the Plan Commission to adopt the amended comprehensive plan with a few proposed changes. Would you ask to table that?
I would request to table that one because the Plan Commission hasn't formally adopted a resolution. That will be handled next Monday.
All right, then I will make a motion that we table consideration of this issue until we hear further back from the Plan Commission. Is there a second? Trustee Harris, any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Next item is application from Condon Oil Company for license to sell Class A beer and Class A liquor for cider only. Is there a motion concerning the adoption of this application and approval? Trustee Rafter?
I'll move to approve.
I'll second that motion. Any discussion concerning their ability to sell cider? Hearing none, the motion is to approve the application. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That application is approved unanimously. Next agenda item, with all these big papers, I'm having a hard time finding the rest of my agenda in the packet. Oops, I thought I put it up here. There's what I wanted. All right, so we're on item number 10 of the agenda, which is appointment to Park, Rec, and Forestry Committee. I think within the packets you received, you saw the application to serve, submitted by Kelsey Prescott. Looks like excellent qualifications for Park and Rec, BS in Environmental Studies, MBA, University of Colorado. So I think there's a number of good qualifications there. I'll make the motion to appoint her, I'm assuming, to the Parks and Rec Committee. Is there a second to that motion? Trustee Green, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The appointment is made. Thank Ms. Prescott for her service. Item number 11, action regarding resolution 2015-32, creating Ward 10 in the village of Alloway due to the annexation of real property located in a new county supervisory district. This concerns the land we acquired from DePere, and DePere's under the statutes. We have to create a new ward for the district. Doesn't know there's many people in that ward. How many people are in that ward?
Zero.
There's zero people in the ward.
It's a street.
So we have
the
to adopt.
The Robsons aren't included?
They're in the Alloway.
They're in the ward.
So we have to create a district for nobody?
Nobody. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because that half of the street is in another congressional
supervisory district. Yes.
Can't we annex that too?
Well, this isn't the first nonsensical thing we've done as a board.
There's no other way it can't be incorporated in a different.
The county is not going to redo their county supervisory districts.
Oh, just right for that little piece of. But they wouldn't have to because there's no one there.
Well, and once it comes up again, can then we'll get
then we'll change.
Well, whoever is the election volunteer for Ward 10
is going
to be bored.
Well, it's the same as Ward 9.
All right. So is there a motion to adopt Resolution 2015-32 creating Ward 10 of the Village of Alloy? Trustee Harris, is there a second?
Enthusiastically.
Trustee Rafter, any discussion concerning Ward 10?
Yes, can we also put in there that we would change it when we can to eliminate Ward 10?
At the census, we'll redo them all.
So Ward 10 is only temporarily, unless somebody moves on the road and squats there. But so we have a motion made and seconded to create Ward 10. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? We have now created Ward 10 of the District of Alloy. The village. Item number 12, Brad is requesting authorization to fill the receptionist position due to Carrie taking over the village deputy clerk position. We've been using a temporary service employee, so what he's seeking approval of is to fill that position and propose a salary range or wage range of $14.90 to $16.70 per hour depending on qualifications. Is there a motion concerning this? Trustee Green.
Move to approve.
Is there a second? Trustee Atwood. Any discussion?
Quick question. Has anything changed on the job description from the original approval earlier this year?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Any further discussion? Motion made and seconded to grant the authorization. Is all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The authorization is hereby granted. Next item on agenda is adjournment. Motion made by Trustee Dart, seconded by Trustee Dennis. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We stand adjourned.